State Department officials say it would be incredibly difficult for Pakistan to have credible elections in January with the state of emergency still in place. And they say they have not given up hope for a lifting of the decree, despite President Musharraf's rebuff to Deputy Secretary Negroponte. Negroponte, the former chief of U.S. National Intelligence, left for Washington shortly after a two-hour meeting Saturday, in which he delivered what he described as a very strong message to General Musharraf on the need to return to democratic rule. The deputy secretary briefed Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice and senior State Department staffers on his mission, and then went to the White House for a similar session with President Bush that underscored the importance of the latest dialogue with Pakistan. General Musharraf reaffirmed his intention to shed his dual role as military chief when he begins another five-year term as Pakistani president once his October election victory is upheld by the Supreme Court. At the same time, though, he is understood to have told Negroponte that the parliamentary elections he has committed to in January can be fair, even with emergency curbs still in place. Both White House and State Department officials dismissed suggestions the Negroponte mission had been a failure, welcoming the Musharraf pledge to quit his military post. State Department spokesman Sean McCormick said Negroponte had offered his advice and counsel as a friend of Pakistan, and that the United States believes the country cannot have the kind of elections it needs without an end to emergency rule, the release of opposition detainees, and the restoration of free media.
We would urge him to lift it immediately. We think it's in his interest. We think it's in the Pakistani people's interest. We think it's incredibly difficult, very, very difficult, to have the kind of free, fair, and open elections that the Pakistani people seem to want and that they deserve in order to elect a new parliament. And the kind of elections that they need to have in order to have confidence that their country is going to stay on a democratic pathway.
McCormick said the United States is not trying to dictate how Pakistan should be governed, but he said U.S. officials believe that continued democratic and economic reforms, including those introduced by General Musharraf prior to the emergency, will leave the country better positioned to deal with political extremism in Pakistan and the region. The Bush administration is continuing a review of U.S. aid to Pakistan, mostly security assistance, which has averaged more than $1 billion a year since 2001. Administration officials have said cuts in anti-terrorism aid would be counter to U.S. interests, but have not ruled out reductions if emergency rule stays in force. Spokesman McCormick said any decisions on the issue are still weeks away. David Gullis, VOA News, the State Department.